everybody, and welcome back to the Already podcast. It is Wednesday, June 17th. Going around the table, we got Mike Shane, Chris Emsley, Brendan Cleaver, myself, Scott Paul, and two guests tonight. We got T Nice sitting in with us, and once again, return of Brian, Big Daddy Tonic. Welcome, guys. And John and Tim cannot join us tonight, but I'm sure they'll be back in a couple weeks.
I hope so.
I'd like to hear about their date, see how it went.
Do you think they were on a date together?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Maybe that would explain why they're not here together.
Yeah, and all the kind of mystery about why they're not here. So yeah.
I was going to say, if John's not back in like two podcasts, I'm selling his mic.
What, that good one?
Yeah, that one is like $400.
We could probably split that up and get that soundboard, Chris.
Hell yeah.
Actually, I mean, why not? Like, I mean, he's not here. We could sell it, you know, tonight.
Oh, yeah. We could get, yeah, and we could stick that shit on eBay. Somebody buy it.
Yeah, man.
And then we could buy Chris, like, his master fucking soundboard. Because it's like, life will never be the same again.
It feels good to be back. I missed last time.
Yeah, man, we missed you. Who did? Oh, I did the fucking opening. Some asshole do the open. Oh, yeah, it was me.
You did good, though. Made a little Good Morning Vietnam. It was good.
Fucking Rook was like, you going to do Good Morning Vietnam? And I was like, because I had told her earlier, I was thinking about it. Yeah. And then I'm like, I can't do that. That's way too douchey.
I thought it was good.
And then I ended up doing it anyway.
It was good.
Yeah, that was pretty much how I felt. It's like, I have degraded myself at this point.
Just getting right into it there. I mean, messing around.
He's on fire with the soundboard again. Well done.
Pretty serious machine you got there, Chris.
Yeah, it's no joke.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's meet our guests.
Yes.
We haven't really talked to our guests much. So, Big Daddy, let's start with you. So, what's going on in your life right now?
Well, I'm on vacation.
Yeah. How long are you on vacation for?
3 weeks.
Oh, shit. Nice.
3 weeks. Just been out a week out in Ann Arbor, Michigan, visiting my parents. It was nice. A lot of fun.
Do you know in Australia that we all get about 4 weeks vacation?
Yeah. That's
like, even when you just start?
Yeah, just about four. It was five downstairs.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's because I'm a shift worker. I get five.
Lying sack of Australian shit. Oh, Brendan. Yeah. Yeah, no, I've always liked you, Brendan. Yeah.
I know.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Tell us more. I'm going to tell you something. What you're going to say is way more intriguing than Ann Arbor, Michigan. So,
let it rip. Dude, come on. Ann Arbor's the shit.
No, yeah, it was real cool. Got a tour of the stadium. And just, you know, being a parent, having your kid play with, you know, your parents is always enjoyable to see. So,
Michigan State, right?
No, that was University of Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in East Lansing, Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you didn't specify.
Well, they're I said, kind of nowhere near each other.
Yeah, I mean,
you want to watch that state reference?
All right.
Could have been Detroit Lions.
No. That's all right. So anyway, how about some sound effects? Man, that was a good time for that.
Wow, he's getting up in your grill over there, Chris.
There you go.
Letting that guest get up in you.
So that's it. That's my life. There you go.
So what's your plan for the rest of your like couple of weeks?
I'm halfway through it, so I only got the rest of this week and next week. So I gotta, now comes the responsible shit to do.
You're not gonna binge drink?
Yeah, but come on. My wife could be listening to this, dude. I don't need her hearing this. Yeah. Shit. That's good.
Get to the shop.
Yeah. Some binge drinking, some responsibilities, some daddy stuff, and lots of good food.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Nice.
Were you doing like you were eating like healthy for a while there? What was going on with that?
Whoa, where'd that
you were eating
come
like
from?
Turkey bacon and shit.
Oh well, that because I got some bad numbers from a doctor.
Oh right on, okay.
Yeah, you know, so yeah, cut back on some of that, but you know, we're good.
Organic beers instead of like regular beers, huh?
I don't know what an organic beer is, my friend.
It's organic.
Oh, all right,
and it's got beer in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw your post on Facebook and I was like, turkey bacon?
Yeah.
What is going on?
There's actually some good turkey bacons out there. There actually is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple farms locally that make pretty good turkey bacon.
Okay. See, all I've ever had is like cheap shit you buy at the grocery store. Yeah. And it's fucking terrible.
No, don't get like the Oscar Mayer turkey bacon. Spend the extra money if you want to try it. It's pretty good. But Scott Paul taught us a better way to cook bacon. So we're done with turkey bacon.
Oh, yeah. What's the better way to cook bacon? Inform our listeners, Scott.
Oh, you got to put it in a pan and bake it.
Oh, in the oven. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cookie sheet, right?
It's way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Piece of tin foil, spray it, little pan, down, 400 degrees, 12 minutes, 12 to 15 if you like it a little soft, 17 if you like it crisp.
Nice. Yeah, it's a good
choice. I like it hard.
What? What did you say?
Hey?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you said something.
He did.
Someone said they like it hard.
What about Canadian bacon? I mean, wouldn't that be like a low-fat cut?
That's ham.
Yeah, it's pretty much ham.
Yeah, it's just like ham.
It's Canadian.
Come on. Canadians.
Yeah. Why'd you bring up Canada?
Oh, by the way, I don't want
to... Tony's here. Come on.
I was trying to pull one over.
I know, my God.
I don't want to alienate our Canadian listeners, so I apologize for that.
Well, that, and we also don't want Tony to be like, fuck Canada, and screaming
about it. It was coming if we stayed on that topic. So it's good that we move on. Otherwise, we might have to invade later on.
I have to say, I love telling Tony, because Tucker, the guy that I bought our lake house with, is Canadian, so I love telling Tony about shit that Tucker does, and he's just like, fucking Canadian. Because Tucker, like, I mean, he lives in America, he's lived all his life in America, but he has that... You know, and I've noticed it about this of other friends of ours that are from another country. They have this like romanticized version of their former country. Even if they visit it all the time, they're like, oh, America sucks because this other country is great. And I'm like, then why are you in this one? And Tucker gets that way sometimes, like, ah, America. And I'm like, go back to the North, piece of shit.
Well, he got that way when you explain what I put in a Dirty Caesar. When you were on we were texting with him when I was making a Dirty Caesar here.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right,
yeah. And he's like, fucking Americans ruining another Canadian drink.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's all mutual. You know what I mean? It's all fun, yes. Love, hate stuff.
It's all in jest.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, just speaking of a lake house update for everybody that's interested, I finally get the boat back on Friday. Yay!
Don't you have
that? Very excited.
He's here all week, folks.
You don't have a...
Hopefully his boat is back for the rest of the summer.
I hope so. I do not want to crash it again. Well, so, sucked.
What happened?
You crashed the boat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You didn't know about that?
No.
Oh, yeah. I crashed the boat. Nice. Good timing, Chris. Yeah. It wasn't that big a deal. Well, I don't even think it was my fault, but some douchebag left a section of dock unlit 125 feet offshore. And I was out looking at the stars with Tara, and on the ride back.
That sounds very romantic, may I add.
We were rowing the boat? Yeah.
We were. No, I wasn't rowing it.
I was full power.
But yeah, so I like James Bond boat jumped.
Yeah.
A fucking big section of dock.
And no one filmed it, did they?
No, unfortunately. Luckily, I was only going like 20, so it didn't do a ton of damage. Yeah. But yeah. So it's been in the shop for like 3 weeks. It didn't do a shitload of damage, but it did enough. You know. Anyway, that's not very exciting stuff. So, like, you guys got to run on the field and shit at University of Michigan?
Yeah, yeah. A girl I went to high school with works there, and we got to go. We started out a quick tour. We went to the locker room first. Walk through the tunnel that all the players walk through onto the field.
Oh, and they're the ones that have that shit above the ceiling that everybody jumps up to touch, right?
That's Notre Dame.
Oh, well, whatever.
They look a champion today.
Yeah.
They
look champion. Michigan just says Michigan or go blue above it.
Okay.
And then I think the players may jump up and hit it, but...
They may inadvertently hit it at times.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so we got to walk the field, and we got up to like the the suites, the club boxes where no one, you got to be millionaires to be in there. So we got in there and... Then went over to Chrysler Arena, where the basketball team plays. And Schembechler Hall, which was really cool stuff in there. It was neat. My son was a little clingy. I was hoping for more out of him to actually enjoy running around the field and stuff. But he was uncomfortable, and he just wanted up my arms the whole time.
Well, he's young.
Yeah, but still. I'm standing there on the M. Right at the 50-yard line. And I'm like giving him a pep talk about, dude, you don't understand. In about 10 years, you're going to kick yourself that every picture is you in my arms. But dude, you do know what a pussy you look like right now. So he made
it. Wait a minute, isn't he like two?
He's 2.5.
Did you actually use the word pussy when you were...
Again, my wife may be listening, so we'll avoid that so she does. Because he already says D-bag, so at 2.5, that is his first. Yeah, so... But he made up for it. We got some of the practice fields that one of the guys, the guy Larry that was giving us the tour, he actually, they were his children, he called them. He created these practice fields from all different, like he went to Texas A&M, he went to a bunch of different practice facilities and took parts of them and made his own babies.
Huh.
And they were the indoor and outdoor practice facilities. And Colt finally like ran around and had fun there.
That's cool.
And what was cool was there was actually like a kickers tryout. They had all these puny little high school kickers from around the country on the field practicing kicking field goals. And my son finally opens up and he's cool and he starts running around the field. And honestly, some of the kids were the same size as him. I mean, you know, you're talking high school kickers. It was pretty freaking neat actually. And nice. Yeah, it was really cool. It was a once in a lifetime opportunity. And you know, yeah, definitely something that was,
yeah, that's
huge.
Cool,
memories, huge pictures, really cool to do.
Yeah. Nice.
Definitely cool.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, what's Shem Beckler Hall, right? I mean, I know he's like a god out there.
Yeah.
He's like Joe Pa here.
Yeah.
So.
I presume it's, I don't know other stadiums where, but it's a Hall of Fame.
Right.
As in every football from every Michigan victory is in there.
Okay.
They've got like uniforms from like down, you know, 1809.
Oh,
1905. And then just pictures and videos of old. All kind. It's really freaking cool, dude. Yeah. We didn't spend too much time there, but what was really cool was my dad and I went to one Michigan football game together. It was November, I think it was November 15th of 1998, and we went to it was Wisconsin, Michigan. And so the guy who was giving us the tour, and I told him that, and it wasn't even a tour, like it was someone I knew, so it wasn't like we were paying. He's just like, out of the kindness, he was like, I'm gonna go upstairs and try and find that ball for you, and he found it. We had to go upstairs and around the back, and he found the win from the game my dad and I wrote for us to get a picture by it,
nice.
Which is really cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So I got my, I'm like, ah, come here, you know. It was really cool to, you know, just stuff like that goes a long way. And when I shook the guy's hand, his name was Larry, and you know, he'll never hear this, but he was a phenomenal dude, and to have someone that high up at the University of Michigan and Shelley that I'm friends with, it was absolutely awesome to go and do something like that out of just, hey, you're a fan, let me do this for you.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. No money. That's no, nice. You know, we were going to do it as a joke. We're like an Ohio State shirt from, you know, we're going to get him an Ohio State shirt for my son to put it on him. And my wife was like, yeah, you're not even wasting $2 on it. No. So, it was really cool. Yeah. Yeah.
So
good stuff.
When you were in that Hall of Fame, did they have Rob Sweat's jersey?
They did not have anything on Rob Sweat in there.
Oh. No.
I know.
Rob Sweat, poor Rob. CB West legend.
Yes.
Bummer.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well,
he went there and he did nothing or what?
Like I don't even know.
I don't even know.
I think he did get some action. He played, if I do recall.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's tough at University of Michigan.
It's funny, he might be like, he might have been like the premier guy here.
Yeah.
But he's probably like, he might be like the 15th or 16th premier guy out there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
At a university like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know.
I peaked in high school.
It's like Uncle Rico.
Uncle Rico. Damn. Gonna throw it over that mountain.
Isn't it like a Rob Lowe commercial with DirecTV?
Oh, yeah. Peaked in high school, Rob. He's wearing his Letterman jacket. Nice mullet. Those are great commercials.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We talked about that before. That's like all-time brilliant commercial.
Yeah.
All right, so T Nice.
Hello. Of course, I have to follow after Mr. Happy over here.
Well, we need both spectrums, just, man. Let's go. Let's get angry.
Well, it's good that the show is going in a new direction, a little angrier direction.
Not too angry now. You know, our listeners aren't used to that.
Oh, yeah, none of us get angry.
I get angry.
Like, I was kidding.
I get angry.
So, you work for work, right?
Yeah. I am a clean home specialist.
Nice.
Is that what the actual word? Is
shit,
actual
I don't
name?
Know.
I thought maybe they were given an actual title.
I think it's called Work a Lot, and that's it.
Yeah, Tony's a DM for I don't even know what region it would be. Or is it a, do they give you a region that you're in?
It is the Eastern PADE.
Oh, okay.
So all right. It is Pennsylvania and Delaware.
Nice.
So Delaware sucks, by the way.
No, we just alienated that whole state.
Where does that rank with Canada for you, Tony?
Oh, no, it's nowhere near. No. I mean, that's
still America, so.
Yeah.
Right? I mean.
Yeah,
but. Why do you hate Canada? I'm just curious.
You really didn't want to get into that. You asked the wrong question.
Yeah, I mean, to get into it.
It's the big waiting up there. I mean, it should just be part of America. I'm tired of just hearing all the hate coming from down there.
He doesn't like maple syrup.
Is it that or is it?
I had a bad run-in with a maple leaf at a very young age.
What, Ty Domi?
And your opinion on Canadian bacon?
Yeah, I'll go straight, and I'm not going for the pan. I definitely go for the heart attack bacon.
That's Well, just speaking of heart attacks, it reminds me. I was trying to explain to Tara this this thing that I used to eat with Greg when I went over to visit him. Our buddy that Greg lives overseas, and he just called them heart attacks. And it was a bagel with like shit tons of cream cheese on it, and then like thick floppy ass bacon on top of it. It is the most delicious shit you have ever eaten, but obviously it's fucking terrible for you. And I was like, she was saying. She also doesn't understand that I like my bacon floppy. I'm like, I don't want that shit crisp.
Yeah, no.
I want to chew on it.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Oh, yeah.
English and Irish, but Irish they call it rashers, but I mean, it's the same thing. That's the best bacon there.
Oh, yeah. Floppy.
Can't get any better.
Floppy.
Yeah,
it's like mama's titties.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Wow. All right.
Go there. So, Mike, have you eaten anywhere recently that you want to give a review on?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can do that. Dope. Technical difficulties. What is going on?
Well, that bit just fell flat on his face.
It's not these weak-ass porch rockers messing with you, I'll tell you that much.
What the fuck was coming out of his phone?
I have no idea. It was supposed to be this. It's your theme music, man.
Apparently it is.
No, it is.
Okay. Well, yeah. For Mike's Restaurant Corner this week. This weekend I ate at Alma de Cuba, which is Steven Starr's Cuban place down on Walnut Street. And I gotta say it was good. We had we opened up with like a three.
It's appetizers.
Yeah. Stop making buzzing noises.
I got so many devices.
I know, dude. You got shit going on all over the place.
Holy mackerel.
Anyway, I will say, I definitely recommend the ceviche. We had they have like seven different ceviches available there. And we had a sampler of three of them. A little expensive. It's ceviche is an expensive thing to make.
Yes.
I don't remember exactly. It was like $30. And it basically, for that, got the four of us each got like one good bite.
Okay.
One good forkful of ceviche. And that was good. And then, I had skirt steak. It was all right. Portion was okay. And then, we had two of us had dessert and the other two had drinks. And then we had a couple pitchers of red sangria.
You didn't get any mojitos,
man? I didn't do mojitos, no. Mojitos are all right, but, yeah.
Oh, I love mojitos, actually.
Man, I mean, you're in a Cuban restaurant. I mean, you got to get a mojito.
I will say one of the weird things about it is, like, on the wall behind us, there was always the whole restaurant. The restaurant's very cool.
Big Castro picture?
Yeah. it would have been made more sense if it was Castro. I mean, the restaurant's very cool. It's very, very well-looking and shit. No, it was just like pictures of tobacco fields with this like big fucking Cuban dude smoking a giant Cuban, like like a picture of him, and he's staring back at the camera, and I'm like, this guy's creepy as fuck, man. And like, you go on their website and he's all over the website too. It's just some random Cuban dude.
He has no link to the restaurant at all?
Not that I know of, unless I don't know.
And
I don't
know what smoking. Alma. He's smoking a smaller Cuban is what you're saying.
Like, he's a big, like, Cuban, a smoking a little Cuban. Yeah. It's like a midget Cuban.
He actually rolled up a midget Cuban and smoked them. I figured there'd be, that's what I was figuring, Chris. Like you said, a Castro or a Guevara or somebody.
Well, that would have made sense, but no, it was all tobacco focused. But, the red sangria was good. The flan was good.
You got flan for
dessert. Yeah, I had flan. Oh, yeah, I had flan. Oh, yeah.
I'm iffy on that stuff.
Yeah, I don't like it as much as creme brulee, but it's still good.
Love me some creme brulee.
No, yeah. Creme brulee is the shit.
Are they similar? I mean, I've heard of creme brulee, but
flan is a little harder set than creme brulee. Yes. It's a little more jello-y kind of.
Yeah, it's more gelatinous. The other one is more like
a custard, a straight custard.
With
it's got sugar in
It's got sugar that's been caramelized on top, so it's got like a hard top on it.
It's like glass. Okay. Yeah. Glass.
Yeah, that's like sign of a good creme brulee, you know, is you tap it with your spoon and you hear that.
Just not up with all these Cuban dishes. So, just trying to get his. Yeah.
Flan is interesting too, man, because it's got a different texture than creme brulee. It's definitely.
Oh, it's thicker.
Yeah, and it's just the way it tastes. It's definitely. I've always had it. It's always been a lot more eggy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You
know, than creme brulee. So I've always felt it's been harder to flavor. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see what you're talking about.
But
it's like a bukkake.
I guess if you cooked it down.
I don't know about that, man.
Dude, you know there's porn for that out there somewhere.
What, flan porn?
Yeah, like bukkake flan.
Come on, man. Let's fuck this flan.
Oh, no. I meant somebody bukkakes all over the place, and they cook that shit down to some flan, and then the chick eats it.
Wow. That's, you think?
Oh, I guarantee it.
Two flans in a cup.
Dude, give me. give me 10 minutes. I'll find it. Rule 34, baby. It's rule 34.
That's true.
But yeah, overall, it was good. it was satisfying, but you know, like the bill was like three bills, and then once you get a tip in, it was like 95 a head.
Yeah.
To eat there, yikes. You know.
Three bills. Why didn't they just give you one? Like what's up with three?
$300 bills.
Oh,
So you know, I it was good. I don't know if it was $90 to $95 a head good, but it was good.
Yeah,
you know, I think I probably could have gotten a pretty similar meal at another restaurant.
You need a rating system, man. You don't have a rating system.
I don't. If you want to do 5 stars, I probably would give that place 3.
No, well, you need something else besides a star, man. You need something more indicative to you.
Yeah. 5 bowel movements.
Nah. But like, that's a good one, actually.
5 ginger roots.
A couple of Sam dogs.
I would give it 3.5 Sam dogs.
Okay.
And it's only because of the price.
Yes.
Where did you just go to visit? And it was like the land of your people.
Oh yeah, no, I was in. I had to go to Colorado Springs for a work thing. So no, see, you missed the joke because you thought I was talking about gingers. But no, I went to a national park called Garden of the Gods National Park. So that's why I said I'm visiting my people. I was visiting the other gods like me.
Yeah, no, I don't get it. No.
Wow. That's a lame joke. All
right. Good time for crickets. Good time for crickets. For a fart sound or something. There you go. Yeah.
But that was pretty sweet. I like that. That place was pretty cool. But the fun thing that I did was I drove my little shitbox rental car, my Mazda 2.
Yes.
Drove it to the top.
They make a Mazda 2?
They do. It's a very small, four-door hatchback.
It was the model after four Mazda door? 1.
I think the Mazda 3 is only two-door.
I don't know. It's a four-door.
Yeah. Huh.
It was very small. It had several squirrels under the hood.
Nice.
And I'm in Colorado Springs, which is 6,000 feet elevation to begin with. So, I started out in Denver, picked it up, drove to Colorado Springs. It's about 80 miles. It barely could do 65. Like, 65 was really pushing it for this car. And I drove it to the top of Pike's Peak, which is 14,400 feet.
Wait, how old's this car? Like,
it was brand new,
and it could barely do 65
in that elevation. Yeah.
Oh okay.
Yeah. I mean, okay. You know, cars are just sucking air because there's no oxygen up there, so they got nothing to burn. But yeah, I was in first gear going up a lot of the hills, going up Pike's Peak, and I even in second gear, I couldn't maintain 20 miles an hour. I was starting to the engine was dogging down because it couldn't maintain 20 miles an hour. And so I was always. I didn't think that fucker was going to make it, but it made it to the top of Pikes Peak, which was really, honestly, it was a really, really fun drive. I would definitely recommend it if anybody's out that way.
And how old was it, Mike? How old was the car?
It was brand new. Brand fucking new.
Yeah, it's also a rental car because you just bring it back. And here, here's your fucking car back. I just beat the fuck.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing is I usually get them because, like, you know, people are like, oh, do you want a V6 or anything? And I'm like, I want the smallest engine you have because I'm going to beat the living fuck out of this thing. And, that, and I'm going to do it without getting arrested.
And that's why you were doing, like, 40 in first gear? Or
Well, this was an exception to my rule. Oh, dude, it was screaming. Though I will say... on the way back down, when you go to the top of Pikes Peak, there's a ranger station 2 miles from the top. Because it's about, I think it's like it was an adventure.
Wow.
But so there's a guard station like 2 miles from the top. And when you're coming back down, they actually make you stop at the guard station, and they use a little remote thermometer, you know, like one of those little guns that'll tell temperatures. They check your brake temperature.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, you're going, I mean, they're huge grades. They're massive fucking grades. And the guy in, like, a Tacoma 1/5 or a Tacoma in front of me got yelled at because she's like, your brakes are way too hot. You're just on the border of me making you pull over and let your car brakes cool down. So she was like, take it easy. And I'd been good. I'd been, you know, downshifting the whole time and everything. And I got up there and the ranger took my temperature and she was just like, oh, you're just doing excellent. Good job, sir. And I was like, thank you, ma'am.
So let me stick this thermometer up your butt now.
That's right,
bitch. You're doing so good.
But yeah, it was you get to the top of Pikes Peak. It's not that impressive. It's the top of a mountain, which is cool, but it's just got a shitty little gift shop and like food up there. But the drive up Pikes Peak was fucking fun. It was really, really worth it. It was super cool. Super cool. Oh shit! Speaking of sharks, shark attack.
Yes,
North Carolina. Yeah. Dateline, North Carolina, somewhere. Shark eats boy's arm.
Yes, I heard that.
Oh, I thought it was about the dolphin that was like half eaten.
Well, they ate that too. They were hungry. But it attacked two kids, and I don't know what happened to the other kid, but the one kid lost his arm.
Yeah, well, they just found that 3,500-pound fucker off Cape May.
Dude, did you see the pictures of that fucking thing?
It's fucking huge,
holy
dude.
Holy shit.
I thought it would be too cold in that area like this time of year for a shark.
No, great whites love cold water.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they often... I mean, they end up, you know, down near... your people down in Australia, but you'll see them.
Your people.
Wait. What do you mean, you people?
This is a very segregated
5 weeks vacation, your people.
See, I told you, got to get on here. Yeah, I told you.
I mean, there's day worker land. Australians.
Day worker land.
But yeah, no, you'll see them in cold water, too. They do a lot of cold water stuff. They're into cold water sports.
They do some curling. They do some water polo.
Big news on the curling front.
Oh, really?
Mixed doubles curling coming to the next Olympics.
Oh,
yeah, not done nice. Like it.
It's crazy. That's what somebody was like talking about the new sports that are going to be in the next Winter Olympics. And they were like, there's going to be this and there's going to be this. And then there's just going to be another gold medal for Canadians because they have mixed doubles curling. And they're the only people that win that sport.
Because the American team's terrible every year. They're so terrible.
Well, they are. Yeah.
They're just bad. They get their ass whooped constantly.
I want to go so bad, man.
Where is it this year?
Not to the Winter Olympics. I just want to go curling.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a curling place in Philadelphia. And my Canadian housemate wants to go.
I want to go to the Olympics, you fucking moron.
That's the good Olympics. Podcast radio right there. That is gold.
The Olympics or curling?
Oh,
curling, of course.
Stop wasting priorities. My time.
You all got to have priorities, man.
Yeah, I have to say that Australians generally don't do too well in the Winter Olympics. Like,
what do you got going on down there?
It's like Jamaican bobsledding.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
They made a movie about that.
Right? A little Cool Runnings.
Slow your roll there, Cool Runnings.
Speaking of cool run-ins, we should probably roll into the next topic, which was the NAACP lady that we were.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did want to talk about. I heard names like Rachel, blah, 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 blah. And she's white, and she doesn't apparently think she is.
She doesn't think she, because I don't know the whole thing. Is that what it is?
Okay. She is a white chick. There's like no doubt about it. You see pictures of her from when she's a child. She looks like this chick on Swiss cheese packages and shit. Like blonde hair, blue eyes.
Oh, like the St. Pauli girl.
Yeah.
I got the impression.
It's not Swiss cheese. That's cool.
It's the same. What's the percentage on that, by the way? Can you find that out?
Get you in a second.
All right, thanks.
I got the impression it was the same thing with Bruce Jenner. So it's like a woman trapped in a man's body. So in her case, it's a black woman trapped in a white woman's body.
I guess, but, you know, she's trying real hard.
That is, man. I mean, she's been working that her whole life, too. I mean, that's...
No, it's just the last few years.
I thought she went to...
Well, she went. You know, she did go to Howard.
Right.
But when she applied to Howard, she applied... She did not put her race on her application to Howard, and then she submitted a bunch of African American look African looking artwork.
What, like the Good Times artwork?
No, I don't know. All I read is that she submitted a bunch of African like styled artwork because she was going for like art history or something.
Okay. All right,
and they accepted her that she gets there. She's white. They were like, "What the fuck." And so, she sued Howard.
So that's what that was about.
Yeah, sued Howard claiming discrimination because I don't even know what they did to her, but probably fucking nothing. You know. It's Howard. It's a black school. Whatever, chick, you know.
It doesn't matter if you're black. That's right, Michael. Sing it. Sing it, Michael.
Oh!
So she's getting—I mean, she's out of the NAACP, obviously, right?
She is. She's probably getting kicked off. She's on the local police board. She's probably getting kicked off that.
Are they? Is the NAACP pursuing anything past that? No.
No. Honestly, the NAACP was like, we really don't give a shit.
Oh, they were.
They were. Okay. They were like, this is what people are freaking out about. Like, we don't care. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
It was more just about like the shit she was getting from other people. It wasn't from the NAACP, or at least not publicly.
Right.
You know, but. Yeah, man, some shit came out today, like pictures of her taken a few years ago that are like, you know, like glamour, like sexy pose pictures. And she's got these crazy fucking like blonde weave braid shit on and she's all like posing like, it's just, ugh.
Oh, I didn't see those.
Did she look
any good? Yeah,
she's that's what I want to know. Okay. I wouldn't say she's hot.
How many beers do you need to need a banger?
And what the percentage of those beers, by the way?
About 4.9% on your St. Pauli girl.
At 4.9, I'd put it at she's probably an 8 beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the blacks don't want her and the whites don't want her. No. Nobody wants this chick.
No. The thing that I think was funny is Canadians. Like, go up to Canada.
Canadians will take anybody. Tone, come on.
And like, I just need to put something in, but 8 beers would actually kill Mike because he's a silly ass.
Yes, that's true.
It's saying a lot.
Good point. Excellent point.
Yeah. We could go bottles of wine from Mike then. Probably.
Oh, okay. That'd be like 1.5.
Oh. White wine?
Well, maybe 2 if it's white
wine. Okay, I was going to say, because I know you can pound that stuff, no problem.
Yeah, it sounds kind of low. Excuse me. I'm absolutely looking forward to seeing what she looks like.
Yeah, I'm getting the impression she looks okay now. Yeah.
She's not. She's not a super unattractive woman. I mean,
So what was her whole like? I don't know the whole thing behind it. Like, what's the point of her?
I don't really know either.
Pretending to be something that she. I mean, it's not abnormal. I mean, a lot of people do it all the time. I mean, it just seems like a, you know, it's first time I've heard of this on a national scale. Someone's pretending to be black and kind of looks it, but really isn't. I mean, is she putting like, not to be funny, but I mean, is she putting like minstrel makeup on? Like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Is she, you know, I mean, is she like.
I think she went tanning.
Yeah, is that what it was?
And she got her hair all permed out.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's, do you ever see the movie Soul Man with C. Thomas Howell?
I don't know
if it's that far, but. I mean, maybe a Hollywood tan.
Hollywood. Dude, you don't have to go to Hollywood to get a Hollywood tan.
He was taking tanning pills, right?
Yeah, I think that's the safest option. Apparently, the salons, like the tanning booths, are actually bad for your skin. Well, so
you can get a spray tan now.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah.
So just tell them to add a few notches of bronze.
Yeah. And do you spray that everywhere, even on your genitals, or is it just...
I think they go in there, and I mean, they strip down, I think.
Yeah, I know, like... fuck, I can't remember who it was.
Get tan, folks.
Oh, I know. I remember. This one dude I know wanted to try and start a company that had... portable tanning booths where like they were basically coin operated. Like you were at the beach, you just walk into this booth, you press like I want this kind of tan, put your money in and you just stand there and get sprayed. But yeah, dude, they get in there buck ass naked and they spray everything.
Yeah.
So if like let's just say if I wanted to go for a bit of contrast, I sprayed my whole body except for my penis. Would my penis look bigger then? Or would it, you know, I'm just saying, just like to please the ladies.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I think it would just look whiter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to add any it's not going to add any depth.
Maybe some girth.
They'd be able to see it better at night, though.
Aim for the glowing stick.
It's a glower.
No, I'd like to call it a python, please.
You could call it a albino python if you'd like.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, why not? With, I guess, transracial issues or something.
Do you think that, like, Caitlyn Jenner might get upset now because of what's going on with this lady?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, what's going to happen in the future? You're going to have, a war between the transracials and the transgenders. Like, personally, I would feel like if I was a transgender, I think they'd be belittling my cause as to, like, if I wanted to become a woman. Like,
Yeah, it's definitely strange. I mean, it's just... whatever. I don't give a fuck. She let out all this bullshit about, like, oh, you know, racial's a social construct and shit. And it's like, no, it's a genetic construct.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, well, I don't know what my... You know, I don't know that my parents are actually my parents. I don't have, like, a DNA test or anything. And I'm like... Yeah, you got a fucking birth certificate, you dumb cunt. Like, it's pretty obvious they're your parents. She's so grasping at straws, and she's so crazy. Just so crazy.
Well, yeah, she has, right? I mean, to pull that off. I mean, how old is she?
I think she's 37.
And she's been doing it for?
Like 5 years or something.
Oh, that's it. I thought it was longer than that. I thought she's doing it her whole life. Like she's
been... No. Even when she went to Howard, she was like a little blonde white chick.
Oh, all right. Like, so she just recently decided to
I think it's her stepbrother said it was only like the last few years that she started basically telling everybody that she was black, and like he'd go to visit her and she had told everybody that like one of her parents was black, and she was like, don't blow my cover, like don't tell them that one of my parents isn't black. She's fucked up, man.
Yeah, that's a little
whole thing is just fucking
it's
crazy.
Strange. It's strange, no doubt.
Yeah, that's definitely different. Yeah.
Yeah. Let the dogs out! Exactly. I tell you what, I knew we had Steph Curry in the house, but you're dropping threes all night over there, dude, with the soundboard, man. It's like from downtown.
Well, he just missed one.
We bricked that one, but that's all right.
Nobody's perfect.
Whoa. So what else is going on?
Not much. I got a dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did.
You met the dog.
Yeah, that is a freaking dog.
It's a meathead, that dog. It's a massive head.
I will say, I know you. You know that he came from the city.
Yes, he did.
And your dog, like if I was going to draw what a fighting dog looks like, it pretty much looks like your dog.
Yeah, pretty much. It looks like it's a pit bull on steroids, basically.
I mean, he is huge. That fucking head is like. Oh, my God. Hey, sweet as can be, but you know, super nice boy.
Do you think he could hold a switchblade? Or
I wouldn't put it past him, man. Last night, I'm laying on the couch last night, and I'm literally laying on the couch. There's no room. He literally gets on top of me to get on the couch. And, I mean, he's not heavy. He's not like...
Yeah, what is he like, maybe 55, 60?
He's like 50, 55, somewhere around there. I don't think he's more than that. And he just like lays on top of me. So I got him.
Now you're talking about your dog or your boyfriend?
No, I'm talking about my dog.
All right,
I'm talking about
checking.
My dog.
Both.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Yeah, right. That's what he said when he climbed up. Didn't think I'd get up here, did you?
Yeah, he's super cute though. But holy shit, that head!
He's
It's just fucking huge.
Yeah.
And it's like you feel it and it's just muscle.
Yeah.
Like there's just muscles. Like he's got muscles coming out of his ears. He flexes and it's like, it's like, you know, little fucking party things.
I don't know what you would call it, but what would be his bite? Like, you know how they gauge a bite strength?
You mean
like
the bite force?
Yeah, the bite force.
I would assume it would be respectable.
Very respectable, yes.
They want you to stop over after the podcast. Your hand is going to be
We're going to rate that. Yeah, we're going to put that up. I got a machine. We can work on that.
So I shouldn't bring any peanut butter over and put in any sensitive areas? Or,
No. Yeah. They have everything they need. They just need your hand.
Oh, okay. Just my hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're gonna need special vacation time for this.
You probably want to go with 8 weeks.
Yeah,
8 weeks.
Because you obviously don't work too much down there anyway. So.
Hey, okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
When I work, I work. But a lot of times I'm on vacation. You know?
Wait, we still work for the same place? Yes.
What's that?
We still work for the same place? Yes.
No.
We're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm done.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. You're a fantastic coworker. While we were together. It was nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize you worked with him. I did. Oh, all right. Oh, okay. All right. What was he going to say?
I don't want to mislead your fans. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Cat's out of the bag.
But yeah, Scott's dog. Thumbs up.
Yeah, he's fun.
Super cute boy.
He's fun.
Really, really
good. He needs
a
little
good.
Work, but we're going to...
Yeah, you know, he's not been trained, but he's not...
No. He's not dumb.
You know, I only saw him that. Oh no, he's not stupid.
No, he definitely knows what's up, and he's good with the kids. So that's all that really matters. You know, I mean, he's very gentle with them. I mean, he doesn't know. He's a lot like Roxy. He doesn't know his own strength, and you know, I mean, he just kind of bullies his way in here and there.
Yeah, he's a meathead.
Yeah, pretty much. He's right.
Yeah, it'll take a little work.
Yeah, other than that,
you know. But yeah, he's a good boy. Super fun too. I mean, like, hey, if you want to work out, Jesus, play tug of war with that dog. Holy fuck. I did it for like maybe 30 seconds and it's like, all right, all my joints are loose now.
He throws you around.
That dog's got some power behind his shit.
It's fun. So, yeah, that's about it, you know?
Ugh.
What's the matter?
Nothing. This has been a fucking... I've been busy as shit this day.
So. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yes.
Could not get out of the office today.
Sucked. So all I did was drive around today.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we should bring it up now or if it's a good idea or not, but like maybe drunk stories?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, we just got a good one of those. We start with our guests.
Yeah.
Because number 20 over there, Richmond's got, I know he's got a couple. Just a few. Not too many.
I think we should go to you with the story of the projectile vomit.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that one.
Yeah. I mean. To this day, I'm 40 years old in about a month now. And so to this day, you are still the only person I know that has projectile vomited onto a ceiling.
Yeah. Oh, that's... Oh,
dude, that is legendary.
I forgot about
it. Yeah.
Totally forgot about
that. I came close. I did a geyser fountain puke.
But yeah, lying on your back.
I've come close to a lot of things, too, in life, my friend.
No, like it didn't hit the ceiling, but it went up.
We're not
the
talking
wall.
About gay chicken, Brian.
Yeah. Oh man, on to me.
It went up the wall to the ceiling.
Yeah, but he hit it.
He hit the ceiling.
I didn't hit the ceiling. It was just... Lindsay will have to tell you.
And, all right, and laying down too. I do remember.
No,
that's right.
Yeah, I was on a bed too.
You got to remember. I don't remember anything. Yeah, correct. From that.
We're here to remind you.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
It was impressive. Yeah.
Well, who I was? I remember coming in later after.
Yeah, it was Rob. Rob was in the room.
Oh,
and Rob
that's
was
right.
Like, "Oh shit, he just hit the ceiling with puke."
Yeah, that's almost impossible.
Like, stop it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We get in the room and it's dripping back onto him. We're like, we better fix him up.
What's the last thing you remember that night?
Keg stands. That was the last thing I remember.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
I don't remember anything after that. And then I remember waking up the next day going, what the fuck? Some idiot vomited on my ceiling. My room's trashed. And I got to go to work. So I went to work. And it was one of those incidences where you're like, oh, man, I feel like I don't feel hungover. I still feel drunk. And then 5 hours into my shift, I'm like, the hangover is hitting in. I'm like, what happened? And then that's when I tried to, you know, you didn't have mobile phones back then.
Yeah,
so
there's no, yeah.
had to chase down my friends and go, yeah, dude, what happened? I woke up with a lot of money in my pockets and like what happened? Like what was that money doing there? Because I was worried that I might have, you know, I don't want to get into it, but I found out that.
I think that's something worth getting into. That sounds, we need to get into that.
Dumbass! Well, apparently people were giving me money for the keg that I bought. And I was passed out somewhere, so they were just slipping it into my pockets.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I do remember. Yeah, you're gonna go in and pay that guy.
And I mean, that's great. I really appreciate the trust and respect from my friends. The fact
I stuck it right down your pants.
Yeah, I know you did.
Thank you.
Where was this actually at, though?
Actually, I think it was at my place.
It was.
Where you live now?
No. This was kind of.
This is when you were living with Lisa, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was up in a
like, I remember the room exactly where the door was and everything.
Yeah. It was right off the kitchen.
Yeah. Walked through the kitchen, you walked into the door, and your bed was right there to the left. Because I remember you'd walk in, and there you were just smothered in puke.
Yeah. Awesome, good times.
I only remember you living at that place on 313 for a little bit.
This was so, you were so young and so straight edge at the time.
I know.
Yeah. So no, I'm just you weren't a part of that scene. No,
I was at K1.
Yeah, you were at K1. This was well before that.
Before K1.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think I was like 18, 19. I was a mess.
Oh, okay.
I think because I don't even think I moved back here yet. I believe this was when I was back here visiting right after graduation. Because I didn't move here until October, so I want to say it was probably summer of 93.
Okay. You were just a baby.
No, I was still in high school and going to the
exactly.
No, you were
right. Yeah, apartment. We knew Dave better at that time than you.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's my drunk story told by other people because they remember more than I did.
What about you, Big Daddy?
I just shared that one. That's the best right there. Trump that. I mean, we got plenty.
Oh yeah, we all.
Yeah, I mean.
Wow. I've told a lot of stories already on this podcast, so I forget which ones I've already told.
That's the best one I can think of that pops to my head.
I can probably trump it with one of my own that I can remember.
Nice.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm in Bangkok. Been up for about maybe 20 hours. I won't get into those stories. Decide to go onto the beach, you know, take it easy, have a few beers. You know, I'm getting a little bit hot and a little bit red. So I think, you know, sunstroke's kicking in. So I decided to go for a few beers. Talking to some of the bartenders. We're drinking it up and buying rounds of drinks because, like, they're 20 cents. So, you know, I felt like a king. So I'm just like, yeah, I'll just buy everyone drinks. Then this woman comes up to me and goes, yeah, do you want to go home with this girl? I'm like, yeah, of course I want to go home with her. So, you know, I take her back to my hotel. And I'm getting kind of a little drunk and thinking, you know, this is kind of mutual. Like, we like each other and stuff. And I've got to give you a bit of background history here. So there's a phrase in Bangkok called same, same. So generally referring to something that's different but the same. It makes sense in Bangkok. It doesn't make sense anywhere else. So as we're kind of getting it on, like she's like pointing down at my crotch and goes, same, same. I'm like, oh, fuck. How did I screw this up? I thought for sure it was a woman. I thought for sure. So I'm thinking, how do I get out of this one? And the funny thing is, it's like, you know, you get hit by a car, things slow down, and you're like kind of terrified. So you're thinking about 10 miles a second. So you're like, man, I thought it was a girl. Like, I checked for the Adam's apple. There wasn't anything there. She doesn't have that. She seems to have an extra layer of fat, which most women do. Like, I mean, I'm sure this was a woman. And then she kind of giggles and says, you know, no, like, I'm just kidding. And, like, she could see that face, like, look on my face. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks, honey. Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
come on, you got to have a good sound effect for that. Come on, dude.
Nice. So, yeah, Bangkok, you'll have those experiences. Like, all you have to do is get drunk.
So you almost did literally Bangkok.
Yeah, almost.
Luckily, there wasn't another one there, but Bangkok.
Yeah, no sword fighting. It's just strictly, you know. Yeah. Well, that's two for me. So,
No one else?
None of us had time to prepare for this.
I'll go. It's actually two different bachelor parties. One was my my cousin Pete's, and we ended up going to Atlantic City. My brother and I get down there early. We end up going to Hooters. We're pounding pitchers of beer and wings, and we decided to meet up with my Uncle Jim, and then he's at Caesars, and he's like in the Diamond Club. And then he's buying us drinks and getting us free buffet. And we're like, oh, shit, my cousin's, he just showed up. So we end up, like, getting on one of those rickshaws.
Okay.
And it's a heavier set woman. And she's got to, like, tug me and Dave, which is, like, 400 pounds of meat plus.
Yeah.
And
her or you and Dave?
Like a Dutch rudder?
Huh? Who's Dutch rudder. Where's the 400 pounds of meat? You and Dave or her?
Me and Dave. She's like sweating. Right. So I end up like tipping her 20 and like, because it was pouring ass rain. So I was like, fuck it. Like I tipped her a 20. I was like, we just ran the rest of the way. We end up going back to Hooters, meeting up with my cousin. They're like, oh, you know, we got a club, strip club reservations. We're like, all right, cool. We'll head there in a minute. We just got all these pitchers of beer. So I was like, fuck it. I just grabbed one. I downed the whole pitcher myself. I'm like, let's go. So we end up going to the strip club. And I didn't realize there was like a hot seat. And like that's for the bachelor. And I'm sitting there in the seat. And I'm getting all these free lap dances. And I'm stealing all these other people's beers. And it's just like...
Yeah, because you can down a pint in about 10 minutes, can't you, Chris?
I was actually timed. I do like a bottle of beer every 7 minutes.
What percentage? Oh, wait. Brian, what percentage?
Like a 5%er. Like a Bud or Miller Lite or...
Bud.
That was...
Lite.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm going to guess 5.4 on that.
This one? Yeah. The Sam Adams Porch Rocker. But the second one was... who was that? Was that... Dutz's?
Yeah, I was. Oh,
yeah,
was
you were there. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that one, we were by the water fountain.
And, yeah, the two chicks.
And there's like these two chicks and these two dudes, like Three Finger Bill, which he only had like three fingers, and this other dude. They were like awesome. like grinding up on these girls. And I was like, yeah, what's up? And like get us away from this creepy guy. I'm like, all right. I was like, just come with me. We'll go hit up some slots. And like all of a sudden, like here these guys like, that dude just horked our girls. So I end up like gambling with these girls till like 4 o'clock, maybe 5 o'clock in the morning. My ride had already left. I had no clue how I was getting home. They were going to take me back to Atlanta or Ocean City. And I was like, where are you guys from? And like, I was just like, fuck. I was able to get a hold of Don, I believe.
Yeah, because you hopped in with us because we were staying
down. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, you called me and you were like, can I get in the room? Yeah. And I was like, all right. No. And so I let Chris in and I just could not fucking sleep. And I was the ride.
Yeah, we rolled like 4 or 5 in the morning, didn't we?
Yeah.
No, we rolled about 7.
7. Yeah. I remember that. I mean, we rolled pretty early. Remember that drunk guy on the way home?
Oh, yeah. I was a citizen officer that day.
Mike snitched the dude out, but
it was totally warm.
Oh, that dude was doing like 95 in a Jeep on Atlantic City Expressway, and he was literally forcing people off the road.
Yeah,
because he would just run up right behind them, and they'd be like, "Holy shit!"
And then at one point, I just remember him going like from left lane to right lane to left lane to right, even when there was nobody there, he was just like,
"Oh yeah, he was drunk as fuck." Yeah, and that was the one and only time that I have ever called the police and been like, "You guys got to get this dude off the road."
Yeah.
The moral of the story is, if I had my own room to go back to, I would have had a threesome.
Yeah, you would have.
I could have went back to Ocean City, but yeah. Sometimes you just got to go home.
Yes, that's a judgment call, and that's probably the right one though at the time because you don't know what's waiting for you back there. Yeah. You don't know.
They could have sold you
Ocean
your
City. That is
same.
No. These girls weren't same, but they weren't like, you know, they weren't tens or nothing like that.
They were cute though.
Yeah, they were definitely.
Yeah, they
cute.
They weren't bad. I'm just saying you don't know what else is back there. You know,
yeah. There was no other dudes. They were down there with their friends, girlfriends.
All right, well.
But my favorite part of the story was like, hey, man, that guy just horked our girls.
three.
It's like a Bob and Tuck McKenzie.
Oh,
hey man, this guy just horked our beer. I think that's a Canadian thing for stolen.
I don't know. We need a Canadian correspondent to weigh in on that shit.
What do you think, T?
Actually, there's Canadians.
Tony's being so politically correct. I'm just waiting for him to unleash.
He's not going to do it. He's like, not going to.
I've heard the term hawking before, hawker, which means like someone that's basically, it's a door-to-door salesman. You're selling stuff. Or we could ask our audience member. They do have...
It's door-to-door sales.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. Basically door-to-door sales. So, I mean, I guess like hawking, but I thought that would be selling someone.
I always thought, whenever, I don't know, when I hear the word hawking, all I think of is like, you know, like hawking up a loogie.
Yeah.
I'm so verklempt.
Verklempt.
The klempt.
Moisha, how you doing over there?
Moisha?
You like the corned beef?
I was watching, have you guys ever watched Epic Mealtime on YouTube?
Nope.
It's these Canadian guys that just like make stupidly ridiculous like fucking
calorie
food.
Meals, yeah.
Right. And it's like, yeah, it's like meals that are like 16,000 calories and shit. And then eat them.
And they usually put Jack like Daniels that. In them too.
Yeah, they put
they
yeah.
used to.
Yeah, I don't know. They may, I don't know. But
on one of the episodes, did they make like they took a chocolate chip cookie and put a waffle inside it, and then I think they stuck bacon or something in there.
It yeah, could be.
They always do bacon. Bacon weave. Okay. Bacon weave.
Hey, big on the bacon weave. That's true. The one I saw this week was they sushied. That was a really good burp, Chris.
Thank you. Wow.
Well done. They sushied all of like popular sandwiches.
Wow.
So like they took all these sandwiches and they'd like smash the fucking bread down flat and use it as like the outside of the sushi roll. That shit. The only thing that pissed me off is they were like, oh, let's make a cheesesteak. And they made it. And then they were like, is it cheese? Is it I don't know. They were like, they just fucked up the cheesesteak really bad. And I'm like, you douchebags.
Yes, yeah.
How could you fuck? I don't understand how. I think we've mentioned this before. But like, if you go anywhere else in the country and order a cheesesteak,
it's steak and cheese.
Yeah, but it's just wrong. Like, it's got mushrooms and fucking peppers on it and shit. And I'm like,
they try to add too much. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they don't understand that all you need is cheese whiz and bread and steak 'em and that's it.
Yeah.
You don't even need that. Like, the whiz is like optional. Like,
that's true. Well, but it's a steak sandwich if you have no cheese on it.
Well, I like American.
Or
I
yeah, American.
I like provolone.
Works. You don't like that works. Yeah. The steak wit.
Yeah. Oh, I like wit.
I
like wit with fried onions.
Yeah.
Mm.
Caramelized.
Yeah. Get all that shit in there.
Yeah. I do like the fried onions. Probably provolone.
Shoot out my butt. Looked exactly the same. Delicious.
Wow. That was a little bit too much information.
I didn't realize you were a fecal eater.
Recycle that.
There's a fucking critical bill over here.
Critical bill. Things to do with Denver reference.
It was just
me? It's just a little piece of shit.
It was just a little cheesesteak.
A piece of shit.
Well, T, do you have any drunk stories you'd like to tell?
I do have several. I don't know if we want to go through all those. But
how much time do you have?
Just hit us up with what you think is your favorite.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. I do have a top two, but I think really the best one, I think, is we were down in Philadelphia with myself and my cousins and, you know, drinking, going to bars. And we wanted to hit a couple of clubs. Obviously, back in the day, I used to pull a little rug, do a little dancing, a little clubbing. Somehow we ended up at a very dark club.
Yeah.
It was a little more for the brothers than the white guys. So,
okay.
But it was playing hot music, so we went in there. I think we were about the only white guys in there. But it was like, 70s disco night, a lot of brick house and things like that. So,
oh, shit.
Right.
You know, drunk my ass. Just got to get right out there. And all of a sudden, out there on the floor and dancing with a couple of ladies. Next thing I look around and basically it's all ladies on the floor and me and, some Big Mamas, and it was pretty cool. When I looked around on the outside, it's just nothing but dudes all around the outside.
Waiting for you to
waiting. Get off. Waiting. So, like, you know, why is this white boy in here? So...
Like I will admit that delivery. That used to be really funny, like going to clubs with you and shit. Like Tony would get on the dance floor and he would just he'd start dancing and it would just be like fucking women would just flock to him, like, oh my god, he can dance, whoosh.
Yeah, it'd be like Tony and like 15 other chicks.
It was crazy.
Like, wow, all
you
right.
Got mad skills, man.
Yeah,
chicks love a dude that can freaking dance, man.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
it's
yeah, they
a, do. It is a gift.
Yeah,
it's true. It's true.
So, yeah, that,
no, well, and actually, like, men of the certain persuasion love men that can dance too. Because I remember going to, well, this is way back in the day, but you remember we used to go to, there used to be no good dance clubs in our area, like in Bucks County. So the only place you wanted to go dance at decent music was the gay clubs, you know? And like, so we would go to the cartwheel with like our girlfriends and stuff. And it was cool, you know, you just hang out and you know, none of the guys are trying to fuck your girlfriend because. They're all gay. And like all the men would all, even with, like Tony get on the dance floor over there and all the men would be like,
Yeah, my wife would definitely get jealous. She's like, what's up? I finally got all these guys. Yeah, you're not watching
it. She's got moves too, yeah, man. No doubt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sonny can dance.
So, no doubt.
Yeah, it would definitely be a dance off. I would say I'd still definitely win at a cartwheel or something like that. Sorry, Sonny.
I'll say, I think it was at it was at one of our friends' weddings, but I remember, like, this is so awesome. Like, Tony and Sonny are sitting there, and Sonny gets up, and she wants to dance. And so she gets out on the dance floor, and she's just kind of, like, motioning to Tony. She's dancing, and she's, like, doing the, like, come hither shit to Tony. And he's, you know, sitting, looking all pimp, like, laid back in a chair, just drinking his drink and watching her dance. And he just, like, takes a sip, and he gets up. And he just, like, walks slowly, like, halfway across the dance floor and then, like, takes two steps and slides about, like, 20 feet or at least 15. Ended up right at Sonny's feet, like, sliding on his knees. And he was just like, ugh, and he hops up and starts dancing. I was like, what was that, like, Saturday Night Live shit? It was so ridiculous. I was like, people don't really do that. Oh, okay, I guess people do really do that.
I think that was at Big Daddy's wedding, actually. I think
It was either Big Daddy's or Ditmars. I can't remember whose.
Yeah, I don't. It could have been either. You're correct.
I don't remember, but I it's vivid in my mind. I was like, this.
Either one is a drunk blur, so.
I know his wedding was definitely a drunk blur. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got turned away from many a room at Ditmars. or Big Daddy's.
Yeah, including mine. Well, I'm just going to stay with you guys.
I really thought I was going to drive home that night, and then I was just like,
I didn't get a room. Well, that was really stupid. Yeah, exactly. We're like, well, that was really stupid. You're like, well, I'm just going to stay with you guys. And I remember Rob and I were like, no, that's not going to happen.
Yep. Yep. And I think I asked a couple of different people that I finally ended up sleeping on Tieran's floor. He just opened the door and he was like, what? And I'm like, I got nowhere to stay. And he was like, ugh. He just grabbed a pillow and threw it on the floor. And he was like, there you go.
Thank you. That's better than what happened at my bachelor party.
Your bachelor party. Fuck, I don't even remember your bachelor party.
Yeah, I remember Hennessy got naked.
What?
Hennessy got naked and slept in the bed, and then Tieran's like, fuck it. He got in the bed next to him.
Where was your bachelor party? I know I went to it. Oh, it was at Daydreams.
No, Atlantic City.
You were in AC? Too?
I don't think I went to yours.
No,
I don't think I went to yours.
No?
No.
Dutes's was down there.
The only one I've ever been to in AC is Dutes's.
Well, you were at mine.
Scott's.
Oh, Scott's. All right, yeah. Oh, the Scots.
We could share some of them stories.
Captain Memory over here. Oh, that, fuck those stories.
There's so many down at AC.
I would say there's so many at Daydreams. I don't remember. I've been to
Dave's
way too many.
Dave's was at Daydreams.
Dave's is Daydreams.
Johnny O's
was at Daydreams.
Rudy's
was at Daydreams.
Yeah, we rolled up with the keg.
Wait, was Johnny O's at Daydreams?
Yeah, we went to Daydreams.
No, Hennessy, we went
with,
to...
Show and Tell.
Yeah, well, we tried to go to Show and Tell.
Yeah.
We did about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buck a minute cost me to go in that motherfucker.
Yeah, because that fucking douchebag was with us.
Yeah.
Who?
Daydream.
Jimbo.
Jimbo. I have never wanted to kill someone so much as that night.
Yeah, anyone with the name Jimbo just...
Well, he's just like accosting people on the street. I'm like, dude, just fucking like, just we were trying to like rein him in, and we're like, dude, just get in the fucking van. And then he's like, he's just an asshole. I don't want to get into
it. He's very belligerent. Very belligerent. He was not a nice man.
That was a fun bachelor party.
You want a piece of me? Because I'm pretty sick of your damn mouth.
Jimbo.
Jimbo.
That guy got fired up too. That guy partied. He was going all out.
He went from Jim to Jimbo real quick.
Yes, absolutely. That's the guy.
Well said.
He's got a switch.
Yeah.
Those are 4.5%, by the way.
Yeah, that's good.
So,
just making sure you know, Scott.
No, I appreciate that, man. I'd like to know what's going on with the percentage.
In the hood.
What's going on in the percentage? What's going on?
I got a little topic here.
All right.
Rolling Stone rated, in their opinion, the top 100 vocalists of all time.
Okay.
Singers.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Doesn't matter if you're in a band by yourself, opera singer. Doesn't Male, female. Matter. Don't matter. Matter.
Okay.
Color, race, creed, nothing matters. Any guesses who they rank number one?
Yes, I do actually. Ringo Starr.
Wait.
What?
What?
Singers?
Yeah.
Greatest.
I would say
Freddie
Mercury.
Be up there.
Nope. Frank. He was on the list, absolutely.
Sinatra?
I believe he was in the top 20.
Okay. Top 20?
Sinatra was not number one, but was up there, correct?
Yeah. Not Bing Crosby, right?
It was Snow?
How about
Snow. With 12 inches.
Oh, fuck, dude. I actually listened to that song like 2 weeks ago.
Mike Patton?
Informer.
You see in the top 20?
Boom, boom, now. No.
I don't need a rendition from
That video is fucking brilliant.
I mean, you want a hint? Like,
yeah. Give us a hint.
Black woman.
What, Aretha?
Lauryn Hill.
Aretha.
Oh, Aretha.
Number one. Yeah, they rate her the best vocalist of all time.
She's got to be up there.
Yeah.
I mean,
the top, I want to say the top 5 to 10, you could mix up and have everyone's opinion.
Give me top five.
How about Axl Rose?
I'd have to look it up, honestly.
Come on, man.
I just heard the thing about Axl Rose, like, he could go as low as Barry White and as high as Aretha Franklin.
Axl Rose was rated the best range of any vocalist ever.
Really?
The best range. And he was in the top maybe 30, but not four. You know, there's a big difference of just having that huge range. He can go so high to low, no one else, they say, can do that. And Rolling Stone saying in a rock band.
Yeah.
Because if you think about some of these...
I was going to say, like Mike Patton.
Opera singers and stuff. I'm guessing they can hit that up.
I actually think Christina Aguilera could do that.
Aguilera was in the top 10.
Yeah, but she can't get the bass.
She can go pretty low. She can't go total bass.
Axl Rose.
He'd go total bass.
He was ranked number one for the best range. But my dad told me that. I was floored. But he's like, dude, I'm not saying he's the best. He was the best range.
Right.
And you can't prove that, as in the best vocalist can be an opinion. But best range... When you walk into a sound booth or wherever they do it, and you give us your highest, give us your lowest, that's just a fact.
Right.
You know?
Right.
There's a way they grade it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you can document it.
Yeah. But yeah, it was...
All right. Well, I have the list up now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Mike. I mean, you're really dropping the ball.
Yeah,
What?
No, I'm dropping the ball.
I was like, I ain't dropping shit.
It's because I'm down to 15% on the phone.
Okay.
And I'm saving it for Mary F. Kill because...
Oh yes.
Yeah.
We're almost to that time anyway.
Yes. Good.
So yeah, number one was Aretha. Number two, Ray Charles. I don't know if I agree with that. Ray Charles was good, but there's a lot on this list that I think are better.
Sure.
Yes.
Number three is Elvis.
And I had a big problem.
Yeah, I got big problems.
Yeah. I was like, number three?
Number three, I'm not with that.
Nah.
No, I'm not with that.
I put him in my top 20 somewhere.
Maybe.
But he ain't in my top three.
No. Yeah. No.
Number four was Sam Cooke.
I like Sam Cooke.
Yeah, you would know.
That dude could sing.
Old R&B.
Cupid.
Oh, he's got so many great hits.
Yeah.
You would know his song.
Yeah, you know Sam Cooke.
I probably know his shit.
Yeah.
I will say number five is a travesty, honestly. Number five is John Lennon?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And the shame of it is, soon after that is coming. what's his name from the Stones?
Hold on. What, Keith Richards?
No.
Mick Jagger is coming up in like the top 15 somewhere.
Really? Mick Jagger's 16.
16.
I'm all right with that.
I love the Stones.
I'm all right with that.
Nah, not. I put him in like the top
somewhere. I think it's a travesty that Mick Jagger's above Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury is way fucking singer.
That I agree with, but I don't agree with that. I think he's right in there somewhere.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it because it. Anybody sound like Mick Jagger? Know anybody no, sounds like Mick
no,
Jagger?
No, true, true.
Anybody he's, can sing like
you
that?
You hear his voice, you know it's Mick. Mick Jagger. You got that. Yeah.
I mean, just like you hear Freddie, and you know it's Freddie. So, but I do think Freddie's a better vocalist.
I honestly don't want to get all.
Let's go through six.
Sexist.
Just go.
All right.
Is Johnny Cash on there? Or? Yes. I thought he always had a unique voice.
Johnny's in there.
Okay.
Not as high as I feel he should be.
Yeah, but Johnny has like a monotone.
Yeah, and a lot of times he talks.
Yeah.
If you listen to a lot of Johnny's, he does spoken word stuff, kind of like Glenn Danzig. I'm not Glenn Danzig. What's his name?
Rollins.
Rollins.
Right,
you know.
But I mean, that's that country.
Yeah.
You know, that is that. But
the impression I'm getting is it's not just about vocals. It's like it sounds like it's a bit about songwriting.
Absolutely.
Vocals.
I think there's other things in the mix. Yes. You know, for example, Bob Dylan's on that list. Okay.
Yeah.
I think Bob Dylan's one of the best songwriters of the history of the world.
Yeah.
With the worst vocals anywhere.
Yeah. You could.
He's horrible. He's on the top 100.
Top 100. He's number 7. That is bullshit.
Who's 6? Yeah. Who's 6?
Number 6 is Marvin Gaye.
Who's number 8?
Yeah, I like Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye could do it. Otis Redding.
If I'm Otis Redding, is he still alive?
I don't know.
He should find Bob Dylan, punch him in the face for being on the list higher than him. Because, dude, Bob,
he should punch him in the face.
Most of the top 20, honestly, should see that. I mean, Stevie Wonder over Bob Dylan is...
Bob Dylan and Mick Jagger are my two biggest problems that were too up high, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I love their music, so that's... I'm a huge fan.
Well, it's the music, not the vocals.
We're going to put Bob Dylan above fucking James Brown? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you could probably go down to number 99 on the list and say Bob Dylan's ahead of him or her.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, there's a lot of bullshit on this list.
Keep going.
James Brown, didn't he change the way, like he invented funk? Like, he came up with a signature.
He was definitely in the leading edge.
Yeah, he was an innovator.
And listen to his voice. I mean, who can do that?
I don't like his style, but like I'll give him credit.
Who can do what he does vocally?
Yeah,
like when he's like, wow. I mean, and hit a note. Actually, it's a James Brown lyric, but you can make a joke about it. But it's fucking But it's James Brown, and that's a note. I mean, he's actually hitting a note there.
And not to go back to where we were, but like, is Michael on there?
Okay, I'll just run down a few of them. Okay, so we said number 8, Otis Redding.
I agree with that.
That's fine. Number 9, Stevie Wonder. I agree with that. Number 10, James Brown. Okay. That might be a little high, but he deserves to be up there.
Yeah.
Number 11, Paul McCartney. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weak.
It's too high.
They're just not great singers.
That's two fucking Beatles in the
top
20.
Exactly. It's ridiculous.
I think McCartney's a better vocalist than Lennon was.
I agree.
I mean, just because he's got a stronger, more powerful voice. Yeah. I mean, you listen to those old Beatles songs, like especially the late, '66 Sgt. Pepper's. I mean, McCartney's the one that's wailing on the stuff, and Lennon's doing that more laid back. He's doing, Lucy in the Sky.
Robert Plant yet.
Well, we're getting there.
He's on there.
Number 12, Little Richard. That's debatable. He's a very good vocalist, but I don't know if he deserves to be quite that high.
So it's like, once again, it's not all about vocalists. It seems like it's popularity a lot.
What I think is the problem, is they're listing it as the greatest vocalist of all time, and I don't think it is.
Right, not having any Beach Boys or Mamas and Papas.
And you're right.
Right.
Nobody harmonizes like the Beach Boys
singing if you're going to go vocals.
Like the Righteous Brothers?
Oh, absolutely,
Righteous
dude.
Brothers.
Absolutely.
That's another good one.
Yeah. And I doubt Chris Barnes is on there.
I don't know who that is.
He's the singer for Cannibal Corpse. And 6 Feet Under.
But the dude from Radiohead is on there.
Tom.
I can't stand that band personally. I know a lot of our generation call them the best band. I can't stand him, but I like a lot of his vocals.
His vocals are good.
And that's where I know how I can separate it, because I can't stand the music. But I'm sitting there going, listening to some of the songs. Yeah, you know what?
You get into that.
Get into the vocals of that. So
right.
That's how, like, a lot of people can't put the impartialness away. You know, if you can't stand the Beatles, you can't stand the Beatles. That's fine.
Right.
But that you can't just say they're horrible singers. Their vocals are horrible. They are not.
Yeah.
The Beach Boys. I can't stand the Beach Boys.
You don't like... Really?
No,
you don't like
Pet Sounds? When they put that in the top five of best albums of all time, I want to go projectile vomit.
And I'm with you on that. That's too high. I agree with that.
But vocally, they're incredible.
Yeah, they're, nobody harmonizes. Yeah,
so that's... When you're able to separate that, that helps you, in a sense, musically say... That's how you know you're coming along with it, because...
Right.
When you can absolutely not like a band at all, but say, yeah, I can respect that.
Is Dave Vanian on that list?
Well, I...
Dave who? No.
That's the Euro top 10.
Is Todd Kramer on there?
No.
He might be under Gravity Head.
No, 13's Roy Orbison. He deserves to be up somewhere up there.
I actually think he's way low.
Yeah, he deserves to be up there. Yeah. Al Green.
I think he should be higher.
Yeah. All seriousness, is Glenn Danzig on there anywhere?
He's probably.
I don't know, man.
I don't think so.
He should
be on there for top 100.
No, he really shouldn't.
He's monotone, honestly. There's a lot of people we're missing.
Yeah, but like, if Elvis is on there, he should be on there.
See, I think you could switch Elvis and Roy Orbison just like that, personally. I mean, if you ever heard Running Scared and just listen to Orbison... There should be no argument who's the better vocalist, because he would smoke Elvis any day.
I heard a lot of artists like compare, like they say their influence is Roy Orbison. Like they said he's like one of the most brilliant.
He's amazing.
He's fantastic.
Yeah. Diamond Dave loves him.
Yeah. Oh, is David Lee Roth?
well, let's say what we got. Al Green at 14. Robert Plant at 15.
It's kind of pushing.
Jagger at 16.
I agree with that. It's pushing it a little bit.
Tina Turner at 17.
Tina's got a good voice, though, man.
She does, but I think there are other people who could be higher. Freddie at 18, that's a travesty. You should be higher.
I agree with that.
Let me stop you right there. Like, out of all of those, like, who was the youngest out of all those? In the top 15.
Did we mention Sam Cooke?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Sam Cooke is number 4. I don't know what you mean by youngest.
Like closest to our age, like these people are mostly like in their 50s or dead.
Yeah, but
he's looking for Bieber. All right, just give it to
me. I'm just wondering if they're going for like all time or just like relevant.
Etta James is on there at 22.
Who?
Etta James.
Who's she's long gone.
You don't know at last.
Is she dead?
No, I'm saying like, is there any that
this is a great song? Whitney Houston at 34.
And we talked that we thought she should be higher.
Springsteen at 36.
Vocally, we thought Whitney. I don't like her music, but I think that
vocally,
she's up higher than in the 30s.
Take
Bob Dylan out.
Yeah.
And that's the funny thing.
Kurt Cobain's at 45.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Honestly,
I don't like Christina Aguilera, but like she can go up and down.
She's on the list. She has a stupidly good voice.
She's on the list.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, is there anybody younger on that list?
She's probably one of the youngest on there.
Bonnie Raitt's at 50.
Nah.
Well, she's old too. I'm saying, is there anyone like more relevant?
I know, but like an Adele. I'm just talking about people that have made an album in the last 20 years.
Exactly what Tony just said. Adele.
I want to say she was one of the youngest on there because I don't.
Aguilera's 58.
There you go.
Wow.
What about Adele?
No, I don't think she was on there.
She should be on there.
Yeah, well, again, it's fucking Rolling Stone.
Yeah, Rolling Stone is kind of bullshit.
Alicia Moore, Pink.
Pink can sing, actually.
She can sing, but she doesn't deserve.
No, I don't think she's on there. I think she's outside of that list. But
Steve Perry, number 76.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
I tell you, that's how
about that.
That's how you know that list.
Yeah, it's like they took the We Are the World.
Yeah. Well, and also, Steve Perry's ranked higher than fucking Mariah Carey.
Is Rick Astley on there?
Never go to Keith.
How about Perry Farrell?
Art Garfunkel?
Yeah.
See,
yeah, Paul Simon. Is Paul Simon before him?
Oh, no, Paul Simon's not even on the list.
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Oh, no, Paul McCartney said, never mind.
Yeah, no, I don't think Paul Simon's seen
Paul Simon. Paul Simon is on the list.
See, that's kind of silly.
Because when my dad saw Art Garfunkel on there, he searched for Paul Simon, and he said he is on there.
It's kind of silly.
Mary J. Blige at 100.
Don't they kind of go together? Like, them on their own. Not that I don't think that... I actually really like Graceland as an album. But, like, on their own, they're kind of like... You put those two together, and it's like... It's really good.
It's good.
Well, yeah. Here's another reason why this list is bullshit. Okay, Art Garfunkel is listed by himself at 86. Okay.
Yeah.
Number 90 is the Everly Brothers. Why? Like, yeah, that makes no fucking
exactly.
sense.
Yeah. Exactly, and I totally agree.
20 minutes, all right. No, we're at 120.
Okay.
So, yeah, we should probably wrap it up. Let's do a little F, Mary, Kill. Anyway, absolutely. Rolling Stone, you fucking suck. We can make a much better list than you, and we're five douchebags sitting in a fucking bedroom with elephants on the walls.
Six, actually.
Whatever.
And hippos.
Mike's a lion.
And there are hippos and monkeys and lions as well.
Absolutely.
That list is fucking bullshit. It's ridiculous.
I don't think it's all bullshit. I think it's ranked badly.
It's ranked extremely badly, and they left off a lot of people to put people that have big names. I'm sorry, I don't give a fuck who you are. Paul McCartney is not a great lyricist or a great singer, and neither is John Lennon. They're amazing artists in their own right, but they're not great singers. They're okay singers.
I think McCartney is a better singer than you're giving him credit for. I don't think he cracks the top 50, in my opinion.
Not even. Maybe the top 100.
I think that's a good
point. No, I think he's in the top 100. I think you're cutting him short there, personally.
I think it's a good point to distinguish between are they great artists or are they great vocalists?
And you're right. And you're right about that. You're right. They're absolutely taking into consideration when they should just be looking at their vocals.
Exactly. Yeah, if they're looking at their vocals, a lot of people got fucked on this list.
I'll go back to something we had. I mean, this is when we were in high school, Big Daddy. Do you remember that list of drummers that Rolling Stone had out? And Ringo Starr literally was number one.
Absolutely.
And Bonham didn't even crack the top 10. Yeah. And we were like, really? Like, you got to be fucking kidding.
It's just proof that lists like this, they go to everyone's ears. Yeah. But Rolling Stone, you got to understand, is under influence of stuff. I'm not talking drugs. I'm talking financial popularity.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've got an audience. Yep. You and I sitting around talking, we don't have an audience.
No, we do.
Ringo Starr is not one of the best drummers of all time.
No.
He's in one of the best bands
of all time.
How you want to word it, most groundbreaking, however you want to word it.
Exactly.
Can I just clarify something? So, Brian, you're saying that some of these artists were under performance enhancement drugs, that's why they sound better.
Yes, they were on Viagra,
I'm
on right now,
I would say that Dave Lombardo is a great drummer.
I've had a five-hour erection going on.
Yeah, and you're looking good.
What is he, the drummer
still
from Slayer?
Thank you so much.
Did El Duque?
You're welcome.
El Duque make that list?
Oh, yeah.
Great vocalist.
This is actually, just a little sidebar. There was a magazine, I can't remember it. It's a British magazine that they were we're going to form the ultimate supergroup. So they put out a thing that are add the best vocalist and the best drummer and the best, add all these people, and pick everyone you want to be the ultimate supergroup. And every member of Led Zeppelin won.
Yeah.
The supergroup they formed was Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Which I mean, honestly, I think probably the you could argue about Robert Plant, and you can argue about John Paul Jones or whatever his name is, but Bonham and
his name? Page. It's
Jimmy Page deserve to be up there.
Yeah.
All right, let's play a little F, Mary, Kill.
Let's do it. Ooh, that's right, folks. F, Mary, Kill's back. And it's Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the TV series. So we got, as our first, we have Buffy, played by Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Gellar.
Whichever you prefer. We have Willow Rosenberg, played by Allison Hannigan. And we have Anya, played by Emma Caulfield.
Who wants to go?
Who wants to start first? I know you're hyped up over there. You were hyped up over there, Big Daddy.
I'll start, because I came on the podcast. I actually got to piss my brains out. But
I totally
dropped the ball on the F, Mary, Kill because I didn't know who the chicks were. So
now you know.
Yeah, so I got the text ahead of time.
We've improved our technique since then.
All right, so I'm going to give my F, Mary, Kill here, and then I'm going to go take a piss.
Nice.
All right, I am all day effing Emma Caulfield. Now, mind you, I'm going from these pictures on my phone.
I got you.
Which one's Emma Caulfield?
That's Anya.
On the lower left. Anya. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm effing her. I'm marrying Hannigan. Allison Hannigan. All right, and I'm killing Sarah Michelle.
Killing Buffy.
I'm killing Buff. Okay. I'm done with her.
Word.
That's. I did my research. I'm done.
I would just like just to insert a slight protest into this F. Murray kill because you missed out on some stupidly hot chicks that were on that show.
I know that. Okay, but
so we can do another charisma? One.
I go by episodes.
Charisma card. Yeah. Oh, okay, I can understand that. But like Michelle Trachtenberg, that chick is fucking hot as shit.
Well, I'm actually following Big Daddy on.
Hey, we got an accident.
Uh oh. Hope nothing going on in there.
Mike, your toilet's not flushing anymore. Yes. Just so you know.
Yeah.
What?
Your toilet's not flushing.
Yeah. It's filling up with urine. Yeah.
We got a big bowl of urine.
I'll deal with it.
Do you have the valve shut off?
Unless Tara did it. I didn't do it.
No, I don't think the valve was shut, although it was flushing odd.
It's just probably, I just need to replace
just
that mechanism.
Lift the chain.
Well, probably just, go inside and just smack the thing down.
Jiggle the handle.
Gotcha.
Do you think this will be our first guest fatality? Did he fall in? Is he coming back? Or no. Okay.
I'm actually doing the same thing as Big Daddy, though, for the F. Mary Kill.
Yeah.
I'm going to. F that chick,
Anya, Emma Caulfield.
Yeah, I don't really know her, but the other two I know. I'm gonna marry, Allison.
Yeah,
just because I didn't watch that show. I just know her personality from the other, movies and TV shows that I've seen her in. But we gotta go by show, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, was she a werewolf or something?
No, she was a witch or something. I think
she was
in
a
the
witch.
Show, I think.
Yeah. Like,
I think
Anya and Willow were witches.
Yes.
And then Buffy, she was a vampire slayer.
Her name's Galar.
Galar.
All right there. Easy. Easy, Leonard. Go easy, man.
All right, well, I'm going a bit different because I've always had a thing for Allison Hannigan. Willow.
Fellow ginger.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. Ever since
Daywalkers stick together, man. I'm not going to tell you.
Ever since American Pie, man, I've always had a thing for her.
You want to flute up your ass?
Whatever. Hey,
wow.
We can play.
We can play.
Don't turn it down from her. Hell
so,
no,
yeah,
dude.
I'm going to marry Allison Hannigan. I'm going to
pinky in the butt.
I'm going to bang Michelle Gellar, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and I'm going to kill the other chick. I don't think she's that good looking.
Yeah.
All she's right. Kind of meh.
Wrong.
I think I would like a clause in there. I think if you do find out that Seth Green stuck his robot chicken in any of these broads, I don't care. I don't want seconds after that. Yeah, it's not worth it.
The asterisk is duly noted, Tone.
So, we don't do clauses here.
No clause?
No.
It was in my goddamn contract.
Yeah. What was that? Did you sign that? I didn't see that.
It was on a piece of paper. Napkin or something. Whatever.
I signed a napkin and I wrote clause.
Hey, Dorn. I pissed on it.
Yeah, because if I'm going to go for a clause, I'd have to add, substitute one of them for Eliza Dushku or whatever.
Eliza Dushku is on there. Michelle Trachtenberg.
Those chicks are all in other shows that'll come back later on. Just relax.
I was going to say, because I
jerk off to her, Brennan. It's cool. I don't care.
Unfortunately, it is.
Tone, finish up.
There is a lot of better ones on there. But
there is.
I think... Yeah, American Pie flute chick. I can't do anymore. It's no. Like listening to a Pearl Jam album. It's like enough.
Stop.
So what are you doing? You're effing her?
Yeah. No, yeah. No. Just kill her.
You're
off,
killing
I
her.
Think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Anya Vajanya. Just get a quickie in. She's all right.
You know,
I'm getting that Galar money, man. Not for the money.
Kill
That's
her.
It. I'm going to live large.
It's all about that EPMD, man. You're
right? I mean, back in business.
Brennan?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to have to go with Tony on that. The person I'm going to go with who I'm going to marry first.
All right.
So, it's going to have to be Sarah Gellar or Gellar. She's a bit of a gymnast. She's a bit rough in bed. I kind of like that. I think that's the way to go. You got Willow and Anya. Is it Anya?
Sure. I don't know. Whatever you want to call her.
Yeah, I'm going to call her Anya.
It's Anya.
Okay, easy.
I'm just a bit worried about those two because they're more interested in each other, as characters, not as the actresses and stuff like that. So, I think I'm going to have to kill Willow. Not brutally. I don't hate her that much.
Maybe a couple of stab wounds and that's it.
Oh, you think? Just a quick punch to the back of her spine, like up near the neck. I think, you know, take her out quick. And what's that Anya girl like? Yeah, I'm gonna have to fuck her all day. She's got those kind of big sleepy eyes. No. Oh, yes, again. So yeah, I mean that's what I'm gonna do with that.
All right. Well, it's pretty easy for me, man. I'm snapping Sarah's neck. I'm out.
Just like that.
Oh yeah. See ya. I'm gonna donkey punch and hate fuck the shit out of Anya, and then I'm gonna marry Allison, man. Because I mean, she's definitely gonna vape with you all day on Sunday.
Oh yeah,
man. Read that paper.
Oh
she's
yeah,
gonna bring you that shit. I mean, you're gonna be good, man. You're gonna be good. She's gonna take care of you. She gets a little freaky, I think, man. Good, man. And just so you know, side note, yes, I know there are other chicks in there. They're in another show that I have already ready to roll.
Okay.
Oh, so don't worry about that. We're gonna hit that down the road.
Okay.
Good to know.
Believe me,
I'm gonna hit that.
Yeah. Hey. That sounds good. So
anyway. More technical difficulties. We got all this shit changing
today.
More dead air.
More dead air.
Oh, there we go. I'm
coming in strong.
That's the only way I know how.
I was waiting for that.
Hulk smash.
Of course. Well, thanks to our guests today, man. I appreciate you guys coming in, filling in for us. That was great. Don't forget to check us out online, alreadyalreadypodcast.com, on Facebook. Instagram.
Instagram's actually changed. I changed it to All Right Already Podcast. So nice. It's easier to search for now.
Nice. And on Twitter at All Right Already P.
All right, everybody. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah. We'll see you in a few. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, fellas.